to be. First up today, the 12-day Nordic World Ski Championships in Liberec came to a close on Sunday, though I think it's fair to say they won't be remembered too fondly. One of the biggest sports events ever hosted by the Czech Republic was also one of the most controversial, amid accusations of poor organisation and even corruption. From the purely sporting point of view, the World Championships weren't much of a success either, with the Czechs taking only one medal, silver for cross-country skier Lukáš Bauer, in the 15-kilometre classic. There were high hopes Bauer and co. could do well in Friday's relay, though they were dashed immediately when first man Martin Jakš put in a performance to forget, leaving his three teammates off the pace. Coach Miroslav Petrasek had this to say after his charges came 12th.
I definitely didn't expect that Martin, who begins every relay so well, would put in such a terrible performance. I was hoping Lukáš would perform excellently, but again, things didn't go as I had imagined they would. We lost touch with the French, and then it was only a case of finishing the race.
However, despite taking only one medal in Liberec, the Czech Republic did notch up a few commendable results, like 7th place in the 50-kilometre free for Martin Kokal and top 10 placings for ski jumper Roman Koudelka. Moving on to football, and it wasn't the most exciting of weekends in the Czech league, with only 3 goals scored in 6 games. In fact, one of Monday's papers featured the headline, Desperation, Boredom, Catcalls. League leader Slavia Prague squandered a series of chances in a nil-all draw at home against Bohemians Praha, while Baník Ostrava Žižkov, Sparta České Budějovice and Zlín Kladno also ended scoreless. Playoffs begin in the Czech Ice Hockey Extraliga on Monday evening. Litvinov play the first of their best-of-seven series with Karlovy Vary, and Sparta Prague do likewise with Zlín. That's after the recording of this programme. The other quarter-final pairings are Slavia Vítkovice and Pardubice Plzeň, with their series getting underway on Wednesday. Much has been made of the relative youth of some of the goaltenders taking part in the playoffs. For instance, Zlín's Jakub Sedláček, who had the highest success rate in the regular season, is only 18. Finally, the Czech tennis team are in Ostrava for training ahead of a Davis Cup first round tie with France that takes place next weekend. The in-form Radek Štěpánek is the highest ranked Czech player for the first time since he returned to the Davis Cup team, though he told the newspaper Sport he doesn't feel any extra responsibility this time out. The 30-year-old has previously played for the Czech Republic in a shirt designed like the Czech flag, and he says he's planning another unusual outfit for the France tie, though he wouldn't reveal what. That's all the sport for today.